Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. It is already the 1st of May, 2008. We've got George Humphrey, economist, successful businessman, former Austin City Council member, author, documentary filmmaker, anti-New World Order crusader, joining us in 1 hour and 30 minutes for an hour in studio. George's home base is in Austin, but he's gone half the year, so when we've got him in town, we want to go ahead and bring him in as much as possible. So he'll be jumping in to talk about some of the current events and things that are happening with us in an hour and a half. Tim Ball, top scientist, climatologist expert on water, what's really happening with water globally, is it in short supply, both salt and fresh water? Very important information coming up in 2 hours and 30 minutes from now. And then for the last hour and a half of the four-hour transmission, Professor Michael Chazadosky will join us to break down all the indicators. Are the globalists, the global crime syndicate, are they planning to attack Iran? Is that really in the offing? And what does he think of the three presidential candidates? What does he think about this particular dog and pony show? I mean, to see our movement sucked into placing bets on three ponies in a rigged race here when they're all bought and paid for by the same individuals, it's really comical. But we will look at that a little bit coming up with Professor Chazadosky in the last hour and a half of this worldwide broadcast today. So in an hour and a half, we have George Humphrey. And coming up in 2.5 hours, we have Tim Ball. And then we have Michelle Chazadosky joining us from Canada. Now, let me get into the news. In the next hour and a half, I am going to cover the news on this broadcast. You can read everything that we're about to cover or link through to the stories, government legislation, documents, at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com are two twin flagship websites. You can also visit our auxiliary websites, which are also excellent, have a lot of their own original news, truthnews.us, infowars.net, jonesreport.com, ronpaulwarroom.com. I know I'm forgetting some, but they're all excellent. Okay, here is some of the news I have in front of me today. Elitist blueprint for world government revealed. One of the former heads of Kissinger and Associates has written the book Superclass, a fawning in-your-face declaration of war on humanity and freedom. Superclass, the global power elite and the world they are making. And it's by David Rothkopf. And he says in here, they're going to take over the Internet. This is exactly as I told you. I'm only reading their published documents. Again, I'm not special. I'm not smart. Everyone will marvel. I told you 6 years ago exactly how they're going to shut the web down. They're now beginning that operation. He says you'll have no free speech. He says there'll be a global police state to control you and your family so you can't struggle. And he laughs directly at you. And Salon.com is reporting on it, fawning and worshiping. And Paul Watson's written a detailed story where in your face he explains that they rule and that the United States and every other nation is already basically gone and that all power is in their hands. And he says that they're going to use the militarized police. He doesn't even claim it's to fight real terror, to basically knock your teeth out. You want to live in bondage? He says you're going to. And this ninnying chicken neck has armies of militarized police that will do whatever he says. We'll be right back.
It is a big idea, a new world order. In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Welcome, my friends. We are now 8 minutes and 10 seconds into the first hour of this four-hour transmission for PrisonPlanet.tv members. Coming up in an hour and 20 minutes, we will go live with the TV side, the visual side of this transmission. For PrisonPlanet.tv members, you can watch the live stream of the in-studio guest and host cam, as well as the document cam, video feed, and internet feed cam. And we also will have the cam live in the fourth hour as well. Every day it's live in the fourth hour, even if I'm only alone. But then whenever we have a guest in studio multiple times weekly, we also fire it up. The G. Edward Griffin video, the hour-and-a-half interview we have with him, just amazing. And, by the way, that's up on YouTube now. It's obviously in higher quality for PrisonPlanet.tv members, but we hope everybody goes and checks out the YouTube video of that, just to, you know, get a look at the amazing quality of how the video's coming out. Okay, here's the news I have, some of the news I want to cover. Elitist Blueprint for World Government Revealed, new book, Superclass, says that they're going to have a police state and we're going to have no freedom, and that it's a global dictatorship by a technocracy working for the Rockefellers. So just stated, open, guys giving interviews, and it's just, yeah, shut up. We rule you. And they even laugh. They say, look at the general public. They can't even understand what I'm saying right now. I mean, they openly say to people that are aware of them, well, what do you expect? The public's brainwashed, brain-dead idiots. We rule. You look, try to warn them. Look at them. They don't even listen to you. I'm so tired of being on radio interviews and they go, Mr. Jones believes there's elite groups and that they're setting up a world government. And they all just laugh. And I've got hundreds of C-SPAN newscasts and hundreds of thousands of books, really, written by the people and all their documents and all their statements. And you try to show it to the yuppies and they just go, ha, ha, no one's over me. I rule everything. There's no electronic voting machine fraud. There's no problem. The dollar's not devalued. Just shut up. Now, that was 2 years ago, 3 years ago you were saying that. Now you're not, but you're saying, oh, it's being devalued, but don't worry, the bankers are going to fix it. They have a plan, yes, to make it even worse, but, oh, it doesn't matter. You'll just have to have everything you have taken, don't you? That's what it has to happen. And still you won't care. So, okay, fine, you win, you get what you want, you get to be a slave. But there is a minority of us that don't want to be slaves and don't want to be poisoned and have eugenics operations carried out against us, and who aren't cynical and think that life is nothing but a joke. No, you and I, we've been through that, and this is not our game. So let us stop talking falsely now. The hour's getting late. So this scumbag, elitist blueprint for world government revealed. We'll cover that. Elitist blueprint for world government revealed. Bush planning to attack Iran this year. Ray McGovern, a prominent former CIA analyst, to Reagan and Bush Sr., their top analyst, says U.S. President George Bush is planning to wage a military attack on Iran this year. Also, the environmentalists are now saying, I'm not kidding, cut down trees to save the earth, that they're creating carbon dioxide. You cannot make this insanity up. They now want to put out millions of vacuum cleaners the size of phone booths who suck up carbon dioxide at a cost of $5.6 trillion, and they've got everyone convinced that it's a deadly toxic waste, and now they're saying, cut down trees. You cannot make it up. We're going to cover that. These people, it just, oh, my God. I mean, the establishment knows they're taxing the life gas, the main base life gas. Oxygen is secondary to life on the planet. Life would go on, plant life, without oxygen. It wasn't here first. But without CO2, it's all over, and they know that, so they can tax it and have their little mindless followers believe anything. This is out of the Detroit Free Press. Dads had his son taken because, just wait till we read this article. Boy kidnapped by CPS for accidental hard cider order. They were at the baseball game, and that doesn't matter. I'll get to it later. It just gets me so upset I can hardly talk. Economists coming. Economic shocks could spark depression. That's mainstream news. We'll be playing a clip of that. Big business, big winner at Security and Prosperity Partnership North American Union meeting. BBC shows engages in chaotic, rambling 9/11 truth debunk fest. UN official again calls for study of neocons' role in 9/11 attacks. That is just some of what we have. We have White House officials defending secretly paid propagandists on the news by the Pentagon, saying it's absolutely appropriate, but it was done secretly. And they held out that they were not on the payroll. You guys are something else. Secret wiretap warrants double since 9/11. Non-terror related, of course. FDA report shows, quote, problems at Merck vaccine plant. This is out of the Philadelphia News. Then you read the problems. Yeah, suck the paint off your house, give you a permanent orange afro. Military propaganda pushed me off TV. Another report getting into the fake propaganda on news. Also, a new Florida law would grant cops right to impound cars playing loud music. And that ties into this. You got the people walking around saying, lemonade, beer, drinks. Yeah, I'll take a Coke and one of those lemonades. And, of course, the little spy was there to watch. And as soon as the top was cracked and as soon as the boy took one drink, police were there in minutes. Child was taken, freaking out. And just understand, when I say there's spies everywhere, little tattletale scum, fluoride brains, when they do autopsies on them, little rot holes all in their brains, they're mentally retarded, just all they know is tattle, call police. They just want to have somebody in a uniform tell them good job. They just want to direct someone, and they're just everywhere, spying constantly, constantly watching. I mean, you put your kids in the car, it could be below zero winter. You jump out of the car to run to your mailbox 10 feet, you're going to have police come to your house. The old lady's looking out the window. She watches the CPS glorification shows. She's going to call the police. You pull up at Walmart in Chicago, and it's below zero. There's teenage kids in the car. There's a two-year-old in the back seat. You jump out, lock the car with your key, walk 10 feet, throw $8 in change into the Salvation Army. You will be arrested within seconds. Your child will be taken, and you will be prosecuted. Everything. One chicken dies. You don't notify the government within 24 hours. You don't pay for the $10 tag on a $3 chicken. $1,000 a day fines, they're going to take your property. But the big chicken factories, they don't have any of the regulations on them. Just total control. A battery falls out of a toy in your backyard. 5 years in prison. Inspectors in your backyard without warrants. Millions and millions of new guilds of quasi-police everywhere. Total domination. I'm not joking. This is the stated plan. Do nothing. Dumb down. Lazy scum. See, there's not going to be any real jobs anymore. And so it's going to be you in the prison, or you being the slave, or you doing community service every day because you've got so many violations. Everything you do surveilled. Nothing but stupid, stumbling nobodies who would have been nothing in life, who can't even clean toilets or change a tire, stomping around in black uniforms, ordering you around, watching your every move, just waiting. White glove inspection. The entire world, a giant surveillance prison where everything you do is criminal so they can get you in the system. You think I'm joking? The degenerate David Rothkopf is openly saying this in his book. Remember the good old days when there were 300,000 cops, and if your house got robbed, your car got robbed, they'd come out, or if you got mugged, the police would come and take it serious? You get mugged now, they don't come. Your car gets robbed, they don't come, 9 times out of 10. No, they're out writing tickets. They're out doing paperwork. You get 2 million cops, and you get mugged, nothing happens. But your child takes one sip of hard lemonade, and they're gone. Doesn't matter if you're a top archaeologist, one of the top archaeologists in the United States who doesn't drink, who has no criminal record, doesn't even have speeding tickets. Doesn't matter, they didn't tell you it was alcoholic. They say, you should have known, you should have read the label. You should have known, boy. We'll cover that article later. And I see these stories every single day. Every single day. You know, first it's, we're going to confiscate your car under asset forfeiture seizure if you got drugs in it. And then it's, oh, if you just got cash. No drugs, but cash. No judge, no jury, no arrest, no... No, nothing. We just take it. That's admitted. Highway robbery. That's all it is. Bandits. Cops ought to start to do that. I'll start wearing, bandit mask. I guess they do wear black ski masks, so no big deal. And then it's, oh, if you solicit a prostitute. You pull up at a red light and this good-looking woman says, hey, baby, you want to have some fun? And you're weak and make a mistake or say, yeah, get in the car. Or, hey, well, want to go out on a date? Not defending that. The point is, your car's gone. Your name's in the paper. But see, that's not enough. Now, you're playing loud music, we're going to seize your car. All under admiralty. Don't worry, though. You don't win, police. Your masters have already implanted you with your death. You think you win? You lose!
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphidesia.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease, such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
I was sitting in traffic, listening to the radio. George Strait was singing, Seashores of Old Mexico.
Okay, we're back live here. Let me just get into this article right now, because this isn't just about the police or the corrupt semi-laws. It isn't just about the destruction of due process or people not being reasonable. It is about a population, a large segment of the population, that loves tattling, loves reporting, loves making things up, loves ruining people's lives, and then it's about a system of police, doctors, nurses, who love persecuting people. This is out of the Detroit Free Press. Hard lemonade, hard price. And before I read this, I remember when this first came out 4 or 5 years ago. I have a vague memory of being at a party, and I remember I didn't want to drink, so there was a big tub of soft drinks, and I pulled one out that had like a black label and a yellow lemon on it. I thought, oh, lemonade. And I pop it open and drink it, and I go, ooh, that tastes bad. And then I read, oh, it's got alcohol in it, you know, 5% alcohol. It's like a beer. And I remember throwing it away. But that doesn't matter. I mean, right here in Texas, I don't know if they changed the law, but if your parents want to give you beer at a restaurant, at least they could in the past. In Italy, in Europe, they have beer out of vending machines. You know, kids drink watered-down wine and beer, and they actually have less alcoholism now. Kind of like Amsterdam has less drug use because the drugs are legal and it's looked down upon. And only the idiot Americans come and use it because they think they're getting away with something. Hard lemonade, hard price. Dad's oversight at Tigers game lands son in foster care. If you watch much television, you've probably heard of the product called Mike's Hard Lemonade. And if you ask Christopher Rate and his wife how they lost custody of their 7-year-old son, the short version is nobody in the Rate family watches much television. I don't watch a lot of TV, but I haven't watched hardly any in about 3 years, but I've never seen a hard lemonade ad. It doesn't matter. It's like, oh, you're guilty. You didn't know the product. The way police and child protective workers figure it, Rate should have known that what a park vendor handed over when Rate ordered a lemonade for his boy 3 Saturdays ago contained alcohol. And Rate's ignorance justified placing young Leo in foster care. Even in hindsight, the decision seems a bit idiotic. Rate is a tenured professor. See, imagine the poor family or normal blue-collar folks or even white-collar folks. It's over. But because he's a well-known, famous archaeologist, and Mr. Rate doesn't even drink, and we watch the surveillance tapes. Rate is a tenured professor of classic archaeology at the University of Michigan, which means that on any given day he's more likely to be excavating ancient burial sites in Turkey than watching Dancing with the Stars, or even the History Channel for that matter. The 47-year-old academic says he wasn't even aware alcoholic lemonade existed when he and Leo stopped at a concession stand on the way to their seats in Section 114. And they went back and asked the guy, we're going to get Mr. Raid on, they went back and asked, did he order lemonade? Did you give him that?
Yeah, I don't know why.
I never drunk it, never purchased it, never heard of it, Raid of Ann Arbor told me sheepishly.
Oh, sheepishly, you went to the slaughter well, didn't you?
Last week, and it is certainly not what I expected when I ordered lemonade for my 7-year-old. But it wasn't until the top of the 9th inning that a park security guard noticed the bottle in the young Leo's hand. You know, this is an alcoholic beverage, the guard asked the professor. See, everything's all heightened, spying on everyone, looking for terrorists, checkpoints, military out front, searching bags. And so you got all this all jacked up. Truck drivers, people with their motorboats on the lake, teachers, you know, hundreds of thousands of executives and preachers, all these people just, Al-Qaeda, everywhere, terrorists. But then they're all trained. They go to tattletale meetings and learn how to watch. And they say, we're fighting terror and crime. And then they're going to find crime. They want to report something. They want to get somebody. They want to find something. They want to, except the illegal aliens. You can report them and the cops won't come. Hey, there's a van load of 15 illegal aliens. They got little babies in their arms without safety seats. The cops won't pull them over and won't stop them. Because, again, that's against globalist policy. It's all selectively enforced. But when we get back, we'll say what it did to the little kid. Oh, yeah, they tortured him. Oh, for his safety, though. Got to freak out and act like something real big happened and call ambulances and stick needles in him. Then it turned out there was no alcohol in his blood.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Greetings, my name is Dr. Buell Von Schott with the White Paper Chronicles from the main polluted stream media. I'm here to expose a fraud and an all-around un-American stinker. His name is Steve Schenck. His radio show called Fearless Radio. He says solution to all the craziness in America is just get independent and healthy. So you can be fearless of all of the scary stuff you're not supposed to know about. Stay away from this stinker on website efoodsdirect.com. I warn you, don't do efoodsdirect.com. Don't dial 800-605-5868 for this dangerous program. 800-605-5868. You've heard what happens to a brain on drugs. Can you imagine what happens to a brain that has been shanked?
This is Steve. We take your independence very seriously. Come and find me on Fearless Radio. Call 800-605-5868 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials Package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
You think the government and their minions care about the fact you're innocent? You think they care about the fact that you've done nothing wrong? There's 2 million cops. They're creating scores of new bureaucracies every day. Whole new classes of social workers with law enforcement and semi-law enforcement power. They're here to eat out your substance, as the Declaration of Independence says. They're here to take your children. They're here to fine and fee you. They're here to tie you down for the elite. The elite don't need your money. It's not about revenue generation. That's only to fund their dogs. That's only to feed their dogs. They're warhounds. They're hellhounds. They're predator class. It's about tying you down, getting you in the system. And by the way, I'm not just picking and choosing cases of where a woman pulls up, locks the car with three of her kids in it, walks 10 feet and throws change in. It was all on surveillance camera and they CPS her kids. I'm not just talking about things like that. I know right here in Austin, upper middle class families, I hear about it all the time. It doesn't matter if they're at the park or at school in front of 20, 30, 40, 50 people. Even if it happens at school and the child falls off of monkey bars and breaks their finger or breaks their arm like happened to all of us. You go to the hospital and you at least get a CPS interrogation and visit. They at least drag your child behind closed doors and say, does mommy touch you? Does daddy touch you? Do they hit you? You think they provide, quote, counseling in the schools? Oh, because of all the suicides when the Fed started death education in 1990, teaching the kids how to commit suicide, just like the D.A.R.E. program, taught them how to use drugs, drug use exploded, suicide exploded. They know what they're doing, not the idiot psychologist or the idiot cop. They're compartmentalized. Globalists openly call them idiots. They think they're actually helping. But that social worker's in there. That's all that psychologist is. And they're there to get dirt on your family. That's like the Inquisitor. That's like how they used, in the old world, the confessing to the priest to get the data, to get the info on what was going on in the town, the city, as a form of intelligence. And it's the same thing here. And then you wonder why the SWAT team hits you. You wonder why they come and grab your kids. You wonder why that happens. Because they interview your children every day without you even ever knowing about it. They even tell you, don't tell your parents. They have, quote, law enforcement class in 6th, 7th, and 8th grade across the nation, depending on which school district it is. Generally, it's the 8th grade. 7th is actually the most popular. For an entire semester with a federal deputized local deputy, local sheriff deputized, having them write essays on you and your life and the guns you've got. This country's so far gone. We're in such a East German society, it's mind-blowing. Let's admit how far we've fallen. Let's admit to ourselves what we have become in this nation. Now let's go back to the latest story today. Hard lemonade, hard price, dad's oversight at Tigers game lands son in foster care. Well-known archaeologist, 47 years old, says, I like a lemonade, and they give him a bottle, and I've done this myself. The hard lemonade doesn't look like it's alcoholic. But see, the lying comes in now. They grab the kid crying, driving him in an ambulance with sticking needles and IVs in him, get him there, send him to the ER. There's nothing wrong with the kid. It admits here. And when they finally drew his blood, zero alcohol. He didn't like the taste of it and shut it down. Zero. Zero. And then the cops are on the record going, well, he said he felt bad, which turns out it's a lie. So they had to, oh, my God, you attacked your son with alcohol. Call ambulances. Oh, my God. Oh, stick him in an ambulance. Stick needles in him. Arrest the father. Take the child. But then the article says they were doing their duty, like the Dallas police pulling over more than 2,000 vehicles and throwing bags of chalk in the back and taking the Corvettes and taking the Mercedes and, oh, then getting them for themselves at auctions where no one else bid. Oh, it's free. It's our government's good. Don't talk about our good officers like that. Now, that's the type of thing we were dealing with. So let me finish the article. So they give, he asked for lemonade. He ordered lemonade. And they even later asked the vendor, and they said, yeah, that's what he ordered, lemonade. I gave him that. And doesn't matter. You know this is an alcoholic beverage, the guard asked the professor. You've got to be kidding. Rate replied. He asked for the bottle, but the security guard snatched it back before Rate could examine the label. Yeah, you can't interact with a slave or be really got a zero tolerance. You heard about the 9/11 attacks? I've been given anti-terror training. I'm going to find somebody. Like the air marshals have been ordered to just report innocent people every day. They have a quota. There's over 1 million people on the terror database now. If your five-year-old takes a picture in an airport, for the rest of your life, you're in a terror database. An hour later, Rate was being interviewed by a Detroit police officer at Children's Hospital, where a physician at the Kamakura Park Clinic had dispatched Leo by ambulance. So they always ninny and exaggerate everything so they feel good about their tyranny. After a cursory exam, Leo betrayed no symptoms of inebriation, but the physician and the police officer from the substation suggested ER visit, because they're doctors. After the boy admitted he was feeling a little nauseated, that's a lie, by the way, when you later found out, the Comacare Park cop estimated that Leo had drunk about 12 ounces of the hard lemonade, which is 5% alcohol. But an ER resident who drew Leo's blood less than 90 minutes after he and his father were escorted from their seats detected no trace of alcohol, and it would have been there if he had any. Completely normal appearing, the resident wrote in his report, he is cleared to go home. But it would be 2 days before the state of Michigan allowed Raitt's wife, UM architecture professor Claire Zimmerman, to take her son home, and nearly a week before Raitt was permitted to move back into his own house. And they're now still under observation. No judge, no jury, no due process, no indictment, just being spied on by pedophiles. That's generally who runs it. Go check it out for yourself. And if you think nothing is so ludicrous could happen to your family, maybe you should pay a little less attention to who's getting booted from Dancing with the Stars, a little more attention to how the state agency responsible for protecting Michigan's children is going about its work, doing their duty. Almost everyone Chris Raitt met that night, they took Leo away, conceded the state was probably overreacting. Now, they got to have kids to fly out to Saudi. You know what a 7-year-old white child's worth? They sympathetic cop, oh, they're always real sympathetic. We got to do this to you and jab needles in him and freak him out, but I'm real sorry about it. Go ahead and get on the train now. How about you start saying no? How about you start not being freaks? The sympathetic cop who interviewed Raitt, oh, good cop, bad cop, and his son at the hospital said he was convinced what happened had to be an accident, but that the supervisor was insisting the matter be referred to Child Protective Services. And Raitt thought that the two Child Protective workers who came to take Leo away seemed more annoyed with the police than with him. This is so unnecessary, one told Raitt before driving away with his son. But there was really nothing any of them could do, they all said. That's right, we just have to follow all these criminal orders. They were just adhering to protocol, following orders. It actually says that. There's no judge, no jury, no law. They just made these family courts 60 years ago for eugenics. They were eugenics court. I have in-game eugenics court film footage. That was family court. Family court was decided you would be sterilized or if your child would be taken. See, it's new. We didn't have it before. We didn't have a Federal Reserve. We didn't have an income tax for the private bankers. We didn't have this. We didn't have state police who were federally chartered in the mid-1930s under martial law, reorganization, War Powers Act, 1933. Read it for yourself. And I know a lot of police don't like this, but they still do it. Doing their duty. Just adhering to protocol, following orders. But there's no judge, jury. I mean, if somebody's hurting a kid, there's criminal charges. We didn't need CPS before. And I'm so sick of all the CPS propaganda, always on the news, always how they love you, always. Department of Justice own numbers, and I haven't looked these numbers up in 7+ years. I remember it was on the cover of Time magazine in 2000. The shame of foster care. I've seen state numbers that are higher, but I haven't seen them. We all pull them, but it was 5 times more likely to be abused in their custody. Where do you think pedophiles get jobs? Let me just, you think all pedophiles just run around in raincoats outside schoolyards? Some of them do, but the smart ones, they go join CPS. Or the others are mentally ill who were severely beaten as children. I went to college around some of them, and you'd be out drinking beer, or out getting pizza, and you know, you'd invite some girls along, your friend would bring some, and most of them were going to be social workers, and they would just get this crazy look in their eyes and go, you know, my father abused me, and I can't wait to hurt to get these bad parents that are abusing their children. And it was like a movie. You'd be looking at them going, this person's mentally ill. So that's what you've got. You've got people that are out to, quote, punish mommy and daddy, and that's you, because you're their mommy, you're their daddy.
You know, Daddy died in a car wreck, or Daddy was an alcoholic, or Daddy's in prison. But you know you're that mother and father when they're at your door, and you're the mommy and daddy, and you're going to pay. Or it's a pedophile. And it comes out every day, but it's in the back of the paper. I see it all the time, where they catch the CPS workers making videos doing it. I mean, it's just unbelievable. I'm tired of you. You're a filthy, degenerate, scumbag cancer. And in the 1930s, all across the U.S., 34 states set up family courts to carry out, quote, racial hygiene. Read their charters. And they call in the mother, 20-year-old single mother, and just being a single mother, they take your kid to an orphanage, they do medical experiments on them, sterilize them, didn't matter. Sterilize you. No due process, no nothing. And so that same, everything is eugenics. Do you understand? I had the head for the state of Texas, who writes the policy, testifying before the legislature, and Representative Susanna Hupp says, why are more than two-thirds of foster children on psychotropic drugs? And he said, they have bad genes. They come from a bad gene pool. They never genetically tested them. There's no proof. They just make it up. Oh, we poison two-thirds of the kids because they have a bad gene pool. That's an end game. It's all eugenics.
Well, it's a regulation. They put sodium fluoride in my Round Rock or Austin water. Doesn't matter if all the studies say it literally gives me a 20-point IQ reduction. It's a protocol.
You understand me? But there was really nothing for them to do. They all said they were just following and hearing a protocol and following orders. And so, what had begun, following orders from the CPS and the security guard, and so what had begun as a outing to a ballpark ended with Leo crying himself to sleep in front of a television inside Child Protective Services building, and Rate and his wife standing on the sidewalk outside, wondering when they'd seen their little boy again. Now, you know what happens if you're some poor little kid who's got poor white trash parents that stand around in the waiting room going, we didn't do nothing, don't do that. Well, they take that boy in the back and have their way with him because they know that nobody's going to believe that boy. Nobody's going to stop him. And they do it every day. It's going on right now, thousands of places right now. A vain rescue mission. Child Protective Services in the unit of Michigan Department of Human Services responsible for intervening when someone suspects a child is being abused, neglected, or endangered. Its powers include the authority to remove children from their homes and transfer them to foster parents who answer only to the state. Oh, really? No judge, no jury, no due process, no indictment, no warrant. It's just made up. Hey, I'm a big fat pedophile that likes to nelly around and rape kids. I'm responsible to no one. I'm God. By law, CPS officials are forbidden to discuss the particulars of any investigation. And it just goes on from there. Oh, my God. I can't read anymore. I actually just... it's all over, man. And look at this. New Florida law would grant cops right, would grant them, see, it's all imperial, to impound cars playing loud music. A new law for vote, final vote next month, would grant police the authority to impound vehicles and found playing their stereos too loud. And it goes on from there. Not surprisingly, the law has proven controversial. See, it starts out with you got drugs in your car, they take it. Now, then it's you hired a prostitute, they take it. Now loud music. Now hadn't paid your fines. And all over the country, now they take your tax money and put in the front page of the local papers, randomly, people that hadn't paid parking tickets. All about the big brother world. All about the state intimidating and bossing you around and dominating you and controlling you and just with no due process. Now, again, I keep making this point the last few weeks, every hour on the hour. I want to explain to the FBI, to the police, to the CPS workers, to all of you that serve this system.
You're under eugenics attack, too. Just because you say you're not, because you haven't done the research, doesn't make it go away. I have all the documents. I've had all the scientists and doctors on. We've made the films. We put links to it. Let me tell you again. They're putting a host, hundreds of different cancer viruses, DNA oppressors, cancer triggers, sterilization compounds in your shots, in your water, in your food. The GMO corn, the GMO potatoes that have been on store shelves for a decade plus kill all the rats that eat it. They're spraying us. We're together. Do you understand? They're setting up a tyrannical world government. It's all public, but you're not going to see it on the nightly news. And we come back, a top globalist has openly stated it all. Do you understand? Do you understand? Do you read me?
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Want to know my little secret? I have rich, delicious chocolate as much as I want every single day, and I never feel bad about it. Cocoa Pure Chocolate Tea gives you real natural cocoa without any fat or sugar. Even better, Cocoa Pure is made with nutrients that keep my heart healthy, my energy levels up, and my body looking great. I'm having smooth, tasty chocolate every single day, and it's helping me stay healthier than ever. You can give yourself the gift of health by calling for a bottle of Cocoa Pure Chocolate Tea. The only thing better than chocolate is healthy chocolate. Here's how you can get a bottle of delicious Cocoa Pure Chocolate Tea.
For your risk-free bottle of Cocoa Pure Chocolate Tea, call 1-800-457-9914. And if you call now, you can find out how to get a free bottle of Cocoa Pure with your order. Dial 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Let me give you primary sources. 900-and-something-page book, Tragedy and Hope, written by the head of Georgetown Political Science, mentor to Bill Clinton and many other top globalist managers, Carol Quigley, in 1968, openly stated how the British Empire created systems to take over governments from behind the scenes, how they funded communists and fascists, how Lord Milner helped create Adolf Alois Hitler and then set him free to destroy Europe and then bring him down. Just instead of denying me, cops driving along, find out who you work for. Find out how sophisticated they are. Find out how how serious they are in their operations. David Rockefeller, 4 years ago, wrote his autobiography, and in it, he openly says that he has worked his entire life to destroy U.S. sovereignty and set up world government. There are hundreds of these books. New book out by Mr. Bobbitt, the nephew of LBJ, another top globalist at University of Texas. He's also a law professor at another school, and he writes policy, and he said, get rid of the Constitution, get rid of our liberties and freedoms. He said it in The Statesman, and they put an image of a burning Constitution, and they said the good guys are for getting rid of freedom and our country. So I've already covered that in detail. Now, here is the newest one today. Now, this is super class, the global power elite and the world they are making. Now, I would add, Ron Paul's new book, Manifesto of Liberty, is number one on Amazon. By the way, we sell it at Infowars.com. Hope you'll get it there. Support us as well. But see, his book's number one. See, we are waking up, and I don't think superclass will do too well, but they don't care. This is for elitist by elitist. Superclass, the global power elite and the world they are making. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, article by Paul Watson. You can see the cover of the book on the site. And it has a map on the front that says Bilderberg, Bohemian Grove, all these different interlocking power groups. You can watch a video of him saying Bohemian Grove is one of the key meeting houses where they make decisions. Of course, I have the New York Times saying it doesn't exist and I made it up. But see, that's a nod to the yuppies. They tell the yuppies this doesn't exist. You're not allowed to admit it exists. You're a slave. And they go, I self-censor. I am your minion. It does not exist. I have to act mainline and cool. That's how I climb the ladder. I am your slave. And then they publicly to themselves say, okay, we run everything. You see how they do that? They say FEMA camps don't exist. And then, by the way, we're building them everywhere and we're going to put you in them. Elitist blueprint for world government revealed. And it has a picture of all these elitist groups on a map. Laying on the map is one of those little worlds that's on a keychain, little plastic globes with a key. They have the key to world government. And we have excerpts of it. They say they're going to shut down the web and only let you have subdomains on corporate websites where there'll be no free speech. He says that to, quote, counter anti-globalists, that they're going to, quote, take our free speech. He goes on to say that they are setting up global police systems to crack down on liberty. He says that nation states are almost basically gone already, and that they're going to, quote, have global government, but that they call it global governance and interconnectivity and integration because the public gets too upset about this. And understand, under the global government, you don't vote, you don't have rights, you don't have freedom. Do you understand that? You know, all these liberals and people have been taught, well, it's a global community, all of us together, a global democracy. You know, McCain, they call it a democracy, but you don't get a vote in it. You get rapid reaction troops killing you. You understand that? And everywhere the UN goes, they rape and kill children. It's a pedophile army. By the way, I'm not joking. He says 6,000 European men work together. And, folks, if you're not into men, you're not in the club. Let me just add that little point. And I'm not attacking gay people out there. I'm not saying you're all part of it. But this group is predominantly, well, look at Caligula. Look at Nero. It is a homosexual death cult. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.